Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is May 22nd, Sunday. Yeah, it's not Monday. I'm doing it early. I'm with Anthony DeVino, a returning guest, a fan favorite, and a piece of shit.
Let me hear it.
Talk
to me.
Yeah!
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Man,
we just got done watching Game of Thrones, eating ice cream and shit.
A lot of ice cream.
I feel like everyone in the supermarket was staring at us.
Hell yeah, they thought we were weird.
Because, first of all, I want to tell everyone how I'm dressed. By the time this goes up, there'll be a video on this channel that I have. It's a separate YouTube channel. It's called Extra Joe, youtube.com/extrajovideos.
That's what you were doing out there with the
phone?
Okay, good.
So, and this outfit that I have on, I show in the video, and I'm still wearing it.
Terrible.
I need to shower really bad. I'm wearing long socks, and they have ornaments on them. And then I have green... lime green shorts. With orange trim.
Yep.
I have baby blue compression shorts on underneath.
They are.
And then a yellow tank top.
Sleeveless.
And I was wearing a hat. So I was a fucking disaster.
Yeah,
we came barging into the supermarket.
You look like you lost a bet.
Yeah, I look like just... I don't know. I just lost hope. And I just was like, fuck it.
Yeah, no shame.
I literally look like I fell in like a basket of laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever stuck, I was
and
like
you
down.
Came out with whatever.
Yeah, I was like, cool.
That's
like,
life today,
you
bro.
You know what I mean? You're wearing gloves on your feet. Sometimes you wear gloves on your feet.
Easy decisions. Easy decisions.
Right.
Life is it.
Dude, nothing you have said this entire time has made sense.
You know what I'm saying? You can't lose your phone. You can't lose your phone. Then you lose your life.
That's true. Let me ask you a question.
Do it.
Would you rather have low battery
or
your gas light on? Which is worse?
Your gas, no, your battery, because that shit'll just die on you. At least you got the reserve tank in the car.
So you'd rather have low gas than low battery?
I think that's what I just said. I don't remember.
It just happened. How the fuck do you not remember?
What did I say?
Where are you?
What did I choose?
Are you okay?
So much.
I know it's a little late. What time is it?
Oh man,
it's 10:21.
It's my
Game
bedtime.
Of Thrones just ended.
My bedtime.
Huh?
Great episode.
It was a great episode. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Odin.
I know it's disgusting to a lot of people, but that had to come out. It was building up.
It was.
You know what I mean? I felt pregnant for a second, and it's like, we're giving birth now.
There's so much ice cream in my stomach.
Do you think that's what giving birth is like? But like
a fart?
Way more painful?
You gotta push hard.
I know.
It's like,
like, you know when you get really bloated and you're like, oh, if I could just fart for like 8 minutes.
When you get bloated, when you're bloated and you can't breathe, because that's happened to me before, and I'm like, I'm gonna die. Mom, kill me.
It like travels up.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't like that at all.
I hate it.
I've had
annoying.
Like, I don't drink soda, but if I drink soda now, my body's like, dude, what are you doing?
You drink
and, like,
soda? That's bad.
No, like if I have that's a Jack foul. And Coke or something.
That's terrible still.
You don't drink Jack and Coke?
Straight Shock Top.
Shock Top? What do you drink like for drinks? Like mixed
drinks? Jameson, shout out to D, little D. Jameson on the rocks with tonic, orange slice, crush it up. You like that?
Jameson on the rocks.
Yeah.
With tonic.
Tonic, a little low-cal, you know?
And
orange slice, crush it up on the bottom.
You make me sick, man.
I just want to be, it's my life.
How do you mix Jameson with anything?
You just, it's tonic, leopard.
First of all, do you drink gin and tonic?
Ew, remember your Super Bowl party? Oh, let me do this shot of gin. Yeah, here it comes. Oh, shit.
Gin literally tastes like
death.
What I imagine, like, the grossest cum.
When I took a shot of gin, all the saliva in my mouth said, let's get out of here, fellas, and disappeared.
Dude, gin's disgusting.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's like salty water.
Ugh.
With like, I don't know, like a fish has been living in there.
When people say, let me have a gin and tonic, I ask them, I ask myself why, and then I say, are you crazy?
Yeah, are you okay? Or what's wrong with you?
What are you talking about? It's the great drink. Oh my God, here
I know
come
people
my
who just binge drink gin and tonics. They're like, fuck it, I'm just gonna throw, I'm like, tonight, gin and tonic.
You know
night. Like, dude, you're fucking gross.
You know what's really good? The whiskey sours. Oh my God. They'll get you. They sneak up on you.
Oh, they sneak. All
you'll have like
sneaks.
Four and you're like, yo, man, I don't feel shit. And then you walk outside and it's like, oh man, I was just introduced to somebody.
You know what's really dangerous? This is the drunkest I've ever been in my life. Pete from the neighborhood, he was going away to Greece. This was years ago. And he was having a going away party.
I think it was
there. And that whole summer, I did not touch any liquor. I was just drinking beer, but like a lot at a time. Like, at least 10 to 12 every time we drank. Not every day, but, you know. So I was just, like, throwing them back. So that night, I was, like, I just was in a habit of just throwing down drinks, and he had some like cotton candy Pinnacle vodka shit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's good dude, stuff. Mix it with a little bit of orange juice. It doesn't taste
like liquor at all. No. So I was just like, oh, dude, cotton candy's sick. And I'm throwing them down, dude. I was gone.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that
shit. I got home. I was sitting on my toilet, threw up in my tub, and then when I went to bed, when I woke up in the morning, my mom barged into my room, and me and Keith were sharing a room at the time, and my mom comes into my room and she goes, "Why is there a pair of boxers in the toilet?" And I'm like, and I look down and I'm like, "I have mine on." And then I look over at Keith and he just gives me a look like he like shrugs his shoulders. He's like, "I don't know." It's like, what the fuck? You just ditched your fucking boxers in the toilet? What the fuck happened that you had to ditch it? Anyway,
I don't think I've ever gotten that drunk like that. I've gotten drunk, but not let me take off my shit and throw it in the bathroom.
No, I can't.
My mom won't have that. She'll fuck me up while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, we know. You threw up on your floor. Jesus little hell broke loose. We told that story.
She'll punch me in the mouth while I'm sleeping. And I'll be like, "Yo, what the fuck?" Boom. Again.
There you go. Then you go right back to sleep.
100%.
So Davino's here for a reason. Davino always comes because he comes bearing stories.
Always.
So, Davino, please. The floor is yours. I would love to know what you have for us this week.
Oh, my God. The strippers, bro.
The strippers. I already like where this is going, and I'm sure a lot of people just went, "Oh, thank God."
The conversations they have with you. Like, first of all.
Hold on. How many times have you been to a strip club? One time?
Yeah.
So, I've been once.
It's no, twice. We went twice.
No.
Cozy Cabin.
I didn't go.
Yeah, you were with us. No, I swear on Kansas.
I've never been to a strip club with you. I only went to a strip club one time. I went into the city. This was random. Like these two models that I was like cool with. They're not like that makes it sound way more cool. Like I was hanging with these models. Like I'm not trying to be like that dickhead, but they're models and that's all. Because I forgot their names. You know what I mean? So this was years ago. And I went and we're in the city and we're at a bar. And like they're like just cool people like to hang out with or whatever. And we were with some other guy. He ended up leaving, and then they were like, "Oh, you know, it's early." It was like 11 o'clock. They're like, "Let's go to a strip club." So we walked around and found one, and we walked in. Dude, it was the fucking most low-budget strip club. It was the independent films of strip clubs. Like, it was just like...
I forgot the name of this one.
Like a Kickstarter strip club. You know what I mean? Like, the girls were just kind of like, whatever. Like, didn't even give a shit. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a weird vibe. Like, I don't know. Strip clubs for me are like just a weird vibe. I always think about like the dudes in there. I feel like they're all weird people.
Yo, let me talk to you about that, please.
Okay.
Yo, we walk into this strip club with my two boys, right? And right away, yo, they're pumping oxygen in there. It's heavy. All right? Heavy.
You go in there, you're awake. You're breathing.
Yeah, we get a free comp drink from the cigar place that we were at. And we walk in. Yo, they took our ID, our information. The only thing they didn't ask us for was our social security.
Wait, they took your IDs, which is obvious.
Yeah, so weird. All right, not weird for the IDs, but...
Yeah, for everything else they were asking for.
Too much info. So, I walk in, right? We go get a beer, sit down. Don't sit on the dance floor. Do not sit, because they come right up to you. They don't care. And they jump on your lap. It's like, no, I don't like
you. Dance floor.
Don't.
Like the stage?
Like the area where you want to get a dance.
Oh, okay.
First of all right, we sit down, right? We're chill. My boy's getting a dance. All of a sudden, some girl runs up to me full speed, hid. And she jumps on my lap. I'm like, no. And I'm like, all right, fine. And she starts dancing on me. I can't understand a word. She's like probably Russian.
She had an accent?
Yeah.
A heavy accent.
Oh, man.
What was her name?
Oh, fuck. I forgot, man. It was so...
Was it like a...
It wasn't her real name.
Like Lollipop or something?
Could have been like Candy.
Candy.
Or my name's Lola.
Right, Lola.
Stupid.
I like that name.
And girl runs up to you. She just jumps on your lap full throttle. And she just starts dancing on you.
Like a Bronco Buster.
Yo, and I'm sitting there, right? And I'm like, all right. Like this is the first time I've been to like an actual strip. The first time we went to a strip club was like lame. There were two chicks dancing on stage. They were huge. Oh, I'm so beautiful. Like, no, you're not.
So why are they all foreign?
I don't know, man. But yo, I sat down, right? And I'm like, hey, what's up? Oh, I'm good. I'm good. What's good? What's up with you? Like, talking to me like that. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm all right. Where you from, daddy?
Is this,
like,
is what? This while she's dancing on
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Where you from, daddy? I'm like, oh, Queens? Oh, good. Cool. So, like, I don't want the dance from this girl. She was not the one I would have picked. All right? All right. And she's right. going, and I'm just putting dollars. I'm slipping. Like, I'm like, I don't know what to do. She goes, oh, it's your first time? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, oh, you're so cute. Oh, so pretty. I'm like, pretty? What? She called you pretty? I'm like, yo. I'm like, where are you from? I'm from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy. And right away, I knew that was terrible. So I just go, oh, that's good. Good for you. No, it's so bad. I want to get out. That's why I work. I'm like, yeah, yo, man. Why are you talking to me bad like this? Very.
So dangerous over there.
I'm like, why are you? I was like, all
where? Right. Which strip club was this?
I don't know. It was right off the 59th Street Bridge. Something with an S.
Oh, Scandals.
No, Scandals is off the 59th Street Bridge.
You just said that.
All right, no. like, go over the 59th Street Bridge going into the city.
Yeah, I think that's... No, you're right. I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Something with an S.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And, I forgot the name, but...
And we're just dancing, right? And I'm like, all right. Like, I think I'm like $11 in. So I'm like, all right, I have 20 singles. I'm going to find the next girl. Right. Song ends, $20, papi. I'm like, what the fuck?
On top of the money that you gave her?
No, the money I was like, how much should I give you? I was like, take it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, get it off. So she counts it. And I was like, all right, just here's the rest. Take it. So that happened, and I was just like, yo, this sucks. Like, how do you fucking get it? Like, I don't want you to dance on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want another song? I'm like, definitely not. Like, no, you crazy.
I mean, you walked into a strip club. What the fuck you expect?
Not from her. Yo, there were some badass strippers. Yo, let me tell you, if you're a girl and you walk into a strip club, you get the full fucking show.
Yeah.
Like, she'll grab your... Yo, Joey. First of all,
to the girls,
the weirdos in there, all right,
dude. I can only imagine. Yo, like if you go into a strip club at like 1:30 in the afternoon, I imagine there's like old dudes in there, just like, yeah, whatever. Hate my wife and my kids. I just want to see a tit.
There was girls dancing on these rich dudes, and the dudes were rubbing their backs, like massaging them while they were getting dances, scratching their backs. And then there was another guy. Ready for this? The girl that was dancing on his wife was bad. When I mean bad, I mean like, yo, good shit. And I was like, I want her, but I wasn't fucking carrying fucking big spending money. Right. Like, I needed like at least $300 for her.
Jesus.
And this guy was holding his wife's hand and he was petting her hand as she was getting basically destroyed by this stripper. When I mean destroyed, I mean like the girl was sitting there, she was grabbing her hand, she was grabbing her tits, her ass. Anything you could think of that a guy can't do to a stripper. That girl was getting the full game. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo. I was like, fuck this. I don't want to dance. I just want to watch. I was like, yo, you serious? Throw money over there. But yeah, yo, I was like, damn. But there was some crazy... The dude was petting his wife's hand as he was leaning over, just petting her hand.
Wait, so the... See, I don't like that.
I was so weirded out. I was like, yo, this is not good.
Wait, so the wife was getting a last dance.
Yeah, and the husband was holding her hand.
Holding his wife's hand.
And just petting it.
Like
just,
she was going through labor, like holding her hand?
Like leaning over with his legs crossed like a woman. I'm like, yo, dude, you are weird. I was like, this is weird, man. I was like, yo, all for the dance. Good for you. But dude, you're weird. And then the other guy was still rubbing the girl's back. Like, who are you?
They just, you know, a lot of people do weird stuff. Like there's this thing in Japan that you could pay to FaceTime with a girl. And she'll eat food, and you'll eat food, like, you're like on a date.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Conversations for money.
So it's just like, you know.
See.
It's a weird thing.
I'll never waste my money on shit like that. I went to the strip club, and I was like, damn. Yeah, it was fun, but I was just,
I feel like it's cool to do once in a while. It's just like, you know, an experience and stuff.
Yeah.
I personally didn't, like, really enjoy it. I just felt like. Out of place. I don't know. And
me too. Because a lot of weirdos are there. We're not weird.
Yeah, and it's not even about the strippers. It's about the other people. That are there. I'm always just like, some of these people just creep me out. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're normal. They aren't. It's bad. Like, I'm like, oh, and they were just dudes. Just like, yeah, man, just throw singles everywhere. Yeah, bro. Yeah, there's money all over the floor. God forbid I bent down to pick up a dollar, shot in the face, bang. Probably by a bouncer or a stripper.
How much money was on the ground?
I want to say high thousands.
That's crazy.
And then they carry like clips. Like they know if they have a lot of money, like if they're getting like legit 20s or 50s or 100s, they have a clip on their ankle and their money hangs off of it. So they keep clipping their money onto it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, they walk out with way over a G a night. They have to.
That's wild.
Strippers are so rich. They pay for their own medical.
You can't afford health insurance.
It's so...
Oh, wait, no, you have health insurance now.
Me? Psych.
Oh, you don't?
I got screwed. Oh. It was a discounted plan. I got no health insurance. I need surgery on my shoulder.
You don't need surgery.
Yeah, shout out to you. Dude, yeah, man. Your shoulder's good. All you do is hurt your muscles. Dude, gnarly. Yeah.
I don't know why you listen to... First of all, who the fuck is that? Because I have never said the word gnarly in my life. You said gnarly.
Dude, yo, totally, man. Just get up, dude. Surf.
Yeah, yeah, because that's what I fucking sound like, you jerk. You know what's funny, though? Because when you got hurt, I was like, you're fine. You probably just, like, you know, have a stinger, whatever. And when Keith got hurt, my brother broke his fucking neck, and I was yelling at him to get back in the game. Yep. Cause I was like, you just have whiplash.
I was there.
Yeah.
He got, nice. I remember that. I could still see it in my head. His neck went from 12 o'clock to 3:30, but going around one time.
I was about to say, 12 o'clock to 3:30 is not like anything.
But
great.
Going around once, right. You know, circular.
Right, the next day. That was brutal. I'm here. I got you.
That was brutal. Dude, yeah.
Real quick, before we move on, I just have to do sponsorships, Tavino. Okay?
Do it.
I want to ask you.
Tell me.
Do you know what Blue Apron is?
No.
You shook your head.
I don't know.
All right, so listen.
Tell me, because I'd like to hear it.
No, you might even do this, because I even said this is one of the most useful things I've ever, like, advertised. But
let's do it.
What they are is they're a company. You sign up, and they will send you periodically meals in a box, right? It comes in a fucking box. Mm-hmm. I just got one today. It comes in a box. There is a recipe and a step-by-step way and all the fucking ingredients that you need.
No way.
Down to, like, the salt and pepper.
Are you serious?
Like, literally everything. I swear to God.
That's dope.
So it's like if you're, I don't know, if you're like dating some girl and her birthday is whenever the fuck it is, right? Mm. And then you say, okay, you sign up and you're like, I want a fucking whatever the hell I want at this time. It'll get there. You have all the ingredients. You know how to cook it. Mm, home cooked meal.
Wow.
What do you think that does for you?
You get to sleep in the same bed as her. Yeah.
Oh my God. That was good. You get to sleep in the same bed as her. But yeah, it's like,
I like this. I want to check it out.
They have legit food too. Like, I was surprised. Like, the first one that I opened up, like, I thought it was gonna be like Lunchables, you know, like, here's the fucking,
would have been
you
so
know, Lunchables
down.
Had that like toothpaste, yeah, like tomato sauce and shit.
Oh, so gross.
No, they have legit food. Like, they have fish and all this stuff. Like, it all comes in a box and with these freezers and
is
shit.
Is it frozen or?
Yeah, it's all like they have the food that's non-perishable on top, and on the bottom there's these freezer packs,
and cool. The
stuff is in between that, so it keeps it cold. And man, it's less than $10 a meal. Also,
no way.
Which,
are you serious?
Yeah. So like, you know,
I'm getting on that shit tomorrow. I better get the link,
because we've worked in the city. Yeah. When you have to buy lunch, fucking $20
hell
a day.
Yeah, 20. Yo, sick.
It's ridiculous.
I need to get on this.
Yeah, so if you guys want to sign up, you check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/basement. blueapron.com/basement.
That sounds right. I like that.
Dude, crazy. So you get two meals free. Bang.
I'm about to do right a down. Week? What is it? Like a day? Every
well, you
day?
Sign up and you can get them whenever the hell you want. You
that's
know?
Great. I'm down.
I've gotten two already, and yeah? There's like multiple meals in them.
Wow. Oh, I gotta check that out.
Dude, it's fucking
is crazy. It a big box?
It's big.
All right, I'll check that
it's
out.
It's not like enormous, but you know, it's
big. Big enough.
It's big enough, you know? It's big day. Enough to feed. I'm by the way, to... so let's get back on track here. Since we're talking about strip clubs, the night of the Cozy Cabin.
Oh, okay? Boy. I was hammered. We played Ding Dong Ditch
right.
At 3 in the morning. I was drop kicking mailboxes.
First of all, Ding Dong Ditch. Fun game when you're young.
Yeah.
Even more fun when you're old.
And you're, it's when, yo, oh my God. Remember, I was in a Ghostbuster suit.
Why?
And I ran to the door. Halloween. Yeah, we ran to the door. I rang the bell. Ding, ding, ding. I laughed really hard. Got back in the car. Drove off. We didn't know if they came out.
Dude. But we woke them up. Ding Dong Ditch is one of the funnest things in the world. Yeah.
I was so hyped for that.
It's
remember,
so
I was,
like dumb, but
you didn't
it's
see
so
the
fun.
Videos of me drop kicking mailboxes and signs?
No, yeah, the signs.
Yo, sure. That was bad.
So, like, you know the signs that, like, are on the side of the road or in people's front
yards? It says
for
sale or just sold.
Or it's, like, vote for governor, whatever yep. The fuck your name is. Or some real estate agent's pictures on it. All those signs, for whatever reason, that night, I forgot who was driving, but you Nick. Would hop out. Nick was driving. You would hop out and steal all of them and throw them in the trunk.
Yep. And then we put them all at the end of the night.
At the end of the night, put them all in Dominic's little yard.
Yo, it was this. Yo, I couldn't believe how funny
it's not
that
even
was.
Like a yard. He has like a patch. It's like a little garden in the yep. front of his house. And we put like
everything
30 signs in that little garden. The next day, he put a picture in the group chat. He's yep. like, who the fuck did this?
Yo, I was dead. I was dead.
And I remember that night in the cozy cabin, Frankie went in there.
I was with him, yeah.
Right.
And he started playing pool with a random.
Right. So Frankie...
yeah.
Frankie, like, is... he's Hispanic, but he doesn't speak Spanish, nope. like, very well. He knows, like, the basics. So he walks into this place, and there's a guy playing pool. And, like, this is the kind of place that you don't...
It smelled... fuck around in. It like, smelled like STDs.
Right. If STDs had a smell...
I smelt it.
Right.
I was like, this isn't good. This
I'm
isn't
I'm breathing
a good idea.
In chlamydia right now. Yep. And my lungs have chlamydia.
Yep. I was very scared.
But Frankie was playing pool against this guy for money, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was speaking Spanish to him, and Frankie just kept going, see, yes, see, see.
Yeah, like, he was.
He was just like seeing him to death.
I don't even know if he gave him money or he
no,
lost.
Frankie said that they ran out. He's like, yo, yeah, I didn't have any money.
We
I
did.
Ran.
We stole balloons and ran out. I remember.
There was balloons in the strip
there
club?
There were. I remember
someone's birthday.
One of the strippers were dancing, and they were huge. And Dominic is just rocking her with $1 bills. And she goes, I'm not a beautiful. I'm a fat soul.
She
and
said that?
Yeah, I swear to God. And he goes, you're fucking gorgeous. I love you. And he's throwing dollars at her. There was two strippers. They were ugly.
And Frankie said that one of them was like, how you doing? I'm shy.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, you're shy? No, don't worry about it. You'll do fine. She goes, no, I'm Shine. And he goes, oh, your name's Shine. Okay, great. All right.
That's
good.
Terrible.
That's great.
Yeah.
It was so
Yo.
Fucking funny.
Yeah, you'll do fine. No,
no
papi.
You'll do great. Don't worry about it.
I think Nick asked one of them, like, the lady goes, yo, for $20, I'll do whatever you want. And he's like, we need to get out of here. This isn't good. This isn't good. $20, that's it. He goes, no shot.
Yeah, man.
He goes, I'm out.
By the way, this place that we're talking about is like a little hole in the wall.
It's closed now. They closed it down.
They closed it down?
Yeah. I think it was like a sex store or something.
It's a sex store?
No, you know what
they
I mean.
They sell dildos?
Yeah, you go... excuse me. You go upstairs and you pipe for a dollar.
Oh, it's like a brothel.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't know why I said brothel.
I was scared
is that
to buy
a proper term?
If I got a beer there, it was definitely open, used, cleaned out, and then beer put back in and sealed. You know,
it was like they put him in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I was like, so grossed out. I was like, yo, I'm not staying here. Let's get out of here. Yeah, Christina's Deli.
Christina's Deli.
Shouts.
You guys drove out all the way there?
Yeah.
Was what was all this driving this night?
I don't know. And Nick was sober. Like, thank God. Oof. I pissed on a house.
Oh, yeah.
I pissed on a house.
Sometimes you got to pee on a house.
I did. I had no chill. I'm a badass motherfucker.
Have you ever pissed yourself?
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't? I remember one time I pissed
like
myself.
Like old enough where it was like unacceptable?
No, not like that. I've never done that, no.
No? Well, fuck it.
I remember when I was younger. And I did.
Yeah, I peed myself when I was like, I was old. I was like 12.
Now, due to the fact that I only have one bathroom in my house, when someone's in the bathroom, I'll usually run across the street to the park. Whip it out, piss.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, why not? In the dark?
Are you shitting me?
Why not? I gotta go. You want to piss in the sink?
No, you just hold it.
No shot. Sometimes
Dude,
you take a lot of water.
How, like, immediate are your pisses that you have to fucking sometimes run across the street to a park?
Sometimes. I drink a gallon of
water. I can understand,
water.
Like, if you got a shit, because there's nothing you could do
I
there.
Wouldn't shit outside like
holding
that.
In a shit is way harder than holding in a piss.
Yeah.
100%. I could hold in a piss for, like, you know, a month.
Holding in a shit is, like... help me. It's
yeah,
not
yeah.
happening.
Dude,
it's actually scary.
When I have... Dude, you're telling me.
It's scary.
I've... yo, there's been times where I'm on the train and I start to feel like, oh,
yeah.
no, I think I got a shit. And that's the worst because you're on the train. You can't move.
Nope.
And when you get out, you have to navigate through the subway and get upstairs mm-hmm. and then find somewhere to take a shit.
I've had to get off the train and go to like Neptune Diner. That's how bad it was. You want to know what was worse? Well, as I'm sitting on the train and I'm like, yo, I'm sick. I'm going to shit. I got to shit. somebody saw me and they knew me and they were having a whole conversation with me.
Oh, that's
and I was like, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, really? Oh my, yeah. I gotta go. Someone's picking me up here. So you got on the train to go one stop and yeah. you're getting picked up. I'm like, I gotta go. I'll see you later. Ran into the diner.
You should have just screamed. I gotta shit. All right, yeah. I gotta shit.
Yeah, it was bad,
dude. I've. You know what's the worst? Like when that happens to me, I run into some business, and I'm like, "Where's your bathroom?" And they're like.
No bathroom.
Or like you have to buy something. I'm like, yeah. whatever. I'll buy a fur coat right now if I have to. You know,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck. There was actually one time it was hilarious. I went and played basketball with my coworkers when I was working at Elite Daily. And this guy was like, hey, can you drive me back? He I don't know where that he lived somewhere like out of the way, somewhere in Manhattan. So I'm driving him and I'm like, I gotta shit. Like, I gotta shit bad. And then as soon as I said it out loud, the universe was like, let's fuck with him. Because I hit every red light, literally, right? So I hit every red light. And then there's certain blocks in Manhattan where the lights are lined up.
Yeah.
So like once one turns green,
they're all
the
green.
Next one will turn green. And then like, so like, you know, it flows traffic, whatever.
And then your stomach starts to feel better as that's going on.
But when that happened, right? So we get to one of those blocks, they start all ticking to green. So I'm driving and all of a sudden some fucking truck comes out of nowhere backing out of a driveway.
I would have kept going.
And has to make like 8 different fucking forward, backward, forward, back to do it. And I'm sitting there freaking out. It came to the point where I ran in. I was at a light and there was 3 lanes. I was in the middle lane. and I was with these 2 guys who I kind of know, right? I work with them. You know what I mean? I hung out with them like twice maybe out of the office, and I'm sitting there and I start to realize, well, this is happening because I'm not gonna shit my car.
Oh my god.
So I throw my car into park. I'm in the middle lane. I throw my car into park, put my hazards on, and I turn to his name was Greg. I looked at him and I was like, you got it, I got it. And I just left my car, everything. Yeah. Right.
That's great.
And I went to the sidewalk and I'm walking up and down the block and I see some fucking apartment building or something and I run in there and like no one's in there. It's just like cleaning people, whatever. And went up to dude to the front desk and I was like, yo, you guys got a bathroom? And the guy could see how fucking like devastated I'm about to be. And he goes, yeah, man, it's over there. Right. And I went, and when I opened the door, there was a cleaning lady in the bathroom.
I would have been like, boo, get out, get out. Yeah,
I was like, you got to get the hell out. And she was like, ooh.
Oh, see, Poppy. Out. See,
dude,
Poppy.
There was an explosion in this bathroom.
Damn.
It was an explosion.
It felt good though, right?
Oh my God, I felt like $1 million. It was funny because when I got out of the building, my car was still in the middle lane on the fucking with the hazards on, and people were going around and shit beeping like, who the fuck is this asshole? And I got in and they were like, dude, what? Like, I thought we were gonna get killed. Someone's gonna get out of the car and punch the window in. And I was like, dude, desperate.
Why didn't they just drive off?
Where were they gonna go? It was my car. They didn't really know me that well. You know what I mean? They were like, and they just fucking sat there. Would you drive some random person's car around?
True.
Yeah, but dude, I have way too many stories where I almost shit myself. That's or wild. I actually do. You know what I mean? And I've told that story. That's your fault.
Yeah, fuck you, bro. Myself, but, you know. You're a liar.
That's the worst feeling in the world. That and... No, just that. I couldn't think of another one.
Oh,
I was like, fuck it. Dude, I've been farting this entire time.
I don't smell anything.
Yeah, well, I'm getting all of it. It's like traveling up my shirt right into my face.
That's so gross.
I don't like it. It's not my favorite thing.
That's terrible, bro. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm imagining that this is what that strip club smelled like.
No, it actually smelled good.
It smelled good?
It smelled good. It was just a lot of air being pumped into that room.
Well, you said it smelled like STDs.
Well, the cozy cabin did, not the one that I was talking about.
Well, that's what
I'm saying. The cozy cabin reeked of STDs.
Right. Was it like musty in there? Like,
hell yeah.
Like, you should probably throw a humidifier on or something.
Like, they had canned beers, I think. And I was like, I'm not drinking from this shit. Fuck.
Canned beers?
Canned beers. Like, you know, it wasn't in a bottle.
Right.
Then cans only. This is trash. This is garbage.
Beer tastes way better out of the bottle.
Hell yeah. Off tap.
Nah. I'll choose bottle over anything. Look at you yawning.
You know what it is? It's that goddamn light, bro. It's just bringing off a scent.
What the hell does that mean?
Look at it. It's like white.
Yeah.
It's like making me say, hey, Anthony, let's go to sleep, babe.
This light. I love this light. Dude, best investment I've ever made.
Yeah,
this light is amazing.
Awesome.
I forgot how I found... Oh, that app that I keep fucking mentioning, but there's an app. Well, you don't even have to fuck the app. Just go on Amazon. There's, I forgot what it's called, a smart bulb or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You put it into your fucking whatever, your lamp, and there's a on your app. You could there's a color wheel.
You have that on your phone right now?
Yeah, I could change it at any time.
It's like, great. Is there Bluetooth in there or something?
Yeah, it's Bluetooth.
That's so dope.
It's awesome.
So, that's sarcasm in my face.
Yeah, is it? It's fucking kidding. Great, you piece that, of shit. All right,
well, if you customize that light, it's bothering me because when I look at it, it says, hey, Anthony, let's go to sleep, man. Let's just go to bed.
A light is talking to you?
Yo, dude, it's time to sleep, dude. You need to go to bed.
Look, I'll change it right now. What color do you want?
Lime yellow. Lime yellow. Wow, that's dope. Stop turning my eyes.
Isn't it sick? Look at that.
Yeah, it's
look, blue.
I like it.
Pink. The white, though.
Let me
fine.
See it. Wow, it's
look,
dope.
It's a color wheel. It's literally a color wheel.
That's so cool.
I can't. Every time I mention a product, I feel like I'm doing an advertisement. I wish they would pay me. I wish they would just give me free fucking light bulbs. I'll be changing shit in here all the time.
I do like the light bulb. I won't lie to you.
You should buy one. I think they're like $45.
I'll put them in my fan.
There you go. All right. I think we're going to wrap this up.
All right.
Davino, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
Ant Vino. Exactly how it sounds.
ANTVINO.
At sign.
Before all that.
All that. And Mino for ear dang. Ear dang, because I'm all the way up. Lols.
Everything you just said makes me sick.
Dude, I don't care.
All right.
Well, yeah, do you, bro?
I hope the second you step out of this room, both your ankles give out.
Yeah, well, when you wake up tomorrow, this whole room will blow up. So, yeah. I don't care.
I hope when you're driving your car, it breaks down, and then when you go to get out, a cyclist flies by and drives his bike into your
I won't be driving anywhere tomorrow because I have work.
I meant right now.
It's not going to happen. There's nobody riding their bike at this time.
I hope you have to take a shit, and your dad's in there taking two shits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go Sharks.
Sharks. Oh, now, yeah, now he's back to Sharks.
Yeah.
anyway, that's all for this week's Basement Yard. As always.
It's been real.
Thanks for listening.
I'm all the way up.
You motherfuckers.